You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is sublimation? Sublimation relates to the states of matter. Think back to middle school when you learned about solids, liquids, and gases. Although most middle school students today know there is a fourth fundamental state of matter called plasma. Typically, we think of one of those states going in a logical order from solid to liquid to gas, or from gas to liquid to solid. Scientists call this a phase change or phase transition. Phase transitions occur as heat is applied or removed. Heat ice, a solid, and it becomes water, a liquid. Boil the water, and it vaporizes to become a gas. Or when cooled, water vapor in the air condenses into liquid water. Make the water even colder, and it freezes to become ice. Sublimation completely misses one of those steps. It misses the liquid state. Sublimation is when a solid becomes a gas. You've probably witnessed sublimation, but maybe didn't know the term. Have you ever noticed in the wintertime how snow can disappear over time when the air temperature is still below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and it doesn't leave much of a water puddle? The snow sublimated. It went directly from a solid to a gas. This event occurred at a temperature below the usual melting point. That's one factor of sublimation. It happens at a temperature lower than the melting point when a solid would become liquid. The other factor that affects sublimation is the pressure. Sublimation occurs at a lower pressure than usual. For example, sublimation of ice to vapor can occur out in space, where temperature and pressure are very low. You can explore sublimation a bit more at home. You'll want some thick gloves and goggles for safety. You need to go buy some dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide. Some grocery stores carry it so customers can use it in their coolers. Put on your gloves and goggles so you don't get frostbite, and then place small pieces of equally sized chunks of dry ice on different surfaces: ceramic plate, a brick, metal pan, paper towel, and so on. Over time, observe how much of the dry ice disappears as it sublimes. Compare if the rate is different with the different surfaces. Also, see if the surfaces are wet after sublimation occurs. If they are wet, it won't be very much, and it won't be from the dry ice, but rather the moisture, which is from water vapor in the atmosphere. Well, we've just learned a little bit about sublimation. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.